Afterward to section 32. Fragrance of sage and melting snow, a spotted towhee hops along a rock in a grove of aspens, a pika bleats. I am running just after daybreak on a fire road in the Wasatch Range, weary of the talk of the beginning and the end, the blab of the pave peculiar to a writer's conference, this one held in a ski lodge. The sky is turning blue, and on this Sunday morning I wish to be free of words. I also wish it was easier to breathe this thin mountain air. And when I stop to rest, I see, at the next bend, a deer, a buck with a small rack of antlers, look up from its feeding, startled. We consider each other for some moments before it bounds far up the slope to resume feeding. Placid and self-contained, I decide, and continue running, my heart pounding. In this section, Whitman neatly illustrates the division between the mind and body, first defining animals through their apparent lack of anxiety about faith, wealth, social status, then querying his relationship to them, the tokens of himself in their possession, perhaps from long, long ago, and then describing, in loving, brotherly terms, a magnificent stallion on which he will race and return, galloping beyond and back into himself, together and then alone. I stop again, this time at an overlook from which I gaze at the jagged peaks, the valley stretching westward, the patch of Indian paintbrush at my feet. If only I had half a day to look long and long, but I have another panel to attend, and as I start downhill toward the Church of Our Lady of the Snows and the Lodge, I recall tokens from the animal kingdom bestowed upon me. A red fox scavenging in a parking lot in Sun Valley with a paper cup in its mouth. The flight of a sea eagle from a cliff down the Aegean. A sluggish cobra tugged by a snake charmer in a market in Morocco. Rounding a corner, I come upon a pair of yearling moose, their heads bobbing up and down, snorting in surprise. They are so beautiful. And when they lope down the road, veering from side to side, bumping into each other, carefree, it seems to me, I follow them without a second thought until they scamper up into the aspens and disappear.